Insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Brothers and sisters, welcome to another episode of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Rum, the 30th chapter of the Holy Quran, named The Romans. Brothers and sisters, we have reached the 42nd verse of Surah Rum, so before we move on to explain some of the parts of this verse, let's listen to the verse and we'll be back.
قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ
Say, O Muhammad, travel through the land and observe how was the end of those before. Most of them were associators of others with Allah.
So, dear listeners, in this part and in this section of Surah Ar-Rum, we see that the Almighty Allah is mentioning some of the verses that are about the mischief that is brought in the land and in the sea, and actually the sufferings that are brought into the world because of what the people themselves have done. So we explained one of them in the previous verse, and now we move on to the 42nd verse, where it is stated, قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ Say, travel in the land, then see how was the end of these before most of them were polytheists. So what the Almighty Allah is telling us is that traveling must be purposeful. Purposeful traveling is recommended by Islam, and the protection of the instructive building is necessary for future generations. So, in order that people actually see with their own eyes some lively evidences in connection with the appearance of corruption on the sea as a result of sin, the verse commands for traveling in the earth, and he tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam as follows. قُلْ سِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ Say, travel in the land, فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ Then see how was the end of those before. Most of them were polytheists. كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُشْرِكِينَ Now, when you travel, you may see the ruined castles and palaces of those who lived before you, who used to rule these lands. You may watch their treasures, which have been spoilt. You may study the strong nations who are now scattered, and their graves contain the rotten bones of their bodies. You can see what was the end of their injustice, what was the end of their cruelty, what was the end of their sin, vice, and polytheism. You can see, if they burnt the nests of some birds, how were the houses of these hunters destroyed? So you can see, yes, most of them were polytheists. And polytheism was the source of their mischief. Polytheism caused them to be annihilated.
الأرض فانظروا كيف كان عاقبة الذين من قبل كان أكثرهم مشركين
So, dear listeners, the verse is talking about traveling, but not all kinds of traveling. Not traveling for fun, not traveling for convenience, but traveling for this purpose. فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِ See how was the end of those before. So even traveling must be done with aim, with purpose. This is what we are living for a purpose. And what is that aim? One of the aims is to look what has happened to the people before us, who used to live before us. Can you see what was the end of their injustice? What was the end of their cruelty, vice, and polytheism? These are all because of their polytheism. And polytheism has been the source of their mischief. It is interesting that when the words in the former verses were about the bounties of Allah, at first the creation of man was mentioned, and next to it, the words were about his sustenance. Allahu الَّذِي خَلَقَكُمْ ثُمَّ رَزَقَكُمْ The Almighty Allah mentioned. Allah is the one who created you, who gave you sustenance. But in the verses under discussion, when it speaks about divine punishment, at first it points to the destruction of bounties as a result of sin, and then it refers to the destruction because of polytheism. So, what is the reason that first it speaks about punishment, destruction of bounties, and then destruction because of polytheism? Its reason is that at the time of remittal, the merit of creation is first and sustenance is next to it. But at the time of taking it back, the destruction of bounties is first and annihilation is next to it. And this is a very interesting point. In regard to the fact that this surah is a Meccan surah and the Muslims were in minority at that time, the application of the Quranic sentence, أكثرهم مشركين, most of them were polytheists, may point to this matter that you should not fear of the polytheists who are in majority, because Allah has annihilated many large groups of such people in the past, so it is also a severe warning unto the disobedient people that they should travel in the earth and see the end of the former nations who were similar to them in action. Thank you for staying with us, brothers and sisters. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Until the next program, take care.
Things always, but for me.